United Health CEO killed in targeted attack. Five things we know. The chief executive of United Health's insurance unit was shot and killed in what New York City police officials say was a targeted attack on Wednesday morning outside a Manhattan hotel. Brian Thompson was killed outside the Hilton building on 6th Avenue, where the health insurance giant's yearly investor conference was due to take place. Thompson was rushed to a nearby hospital, where he was pronounced dead, officials said. The gunman remains at large. NYPD chief confirms CEO killed. Earlier Wednesday, a number of media reports citing police officials said that Thompson, 50, was shot and killed in Midtown Manhattan in what was described as a pre-planned, targeted attack. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch later confirmed those reports as true during a press conference, describing it as a brazen targeted attack. The gunman waited for Thompson, ignored bystanders, and then shot him in the back and leg, she said. I want to be clear at this time. Every indication is that this was a premeditated, pre-planned, targeted attack, she said, adding that it does not appear to be a random act of violence. Investigative efforts of the New York City Police Department are well underway, and we will not rest until we identify and apprehend the shooter, Tisch said. NYPD Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenney said NYPD patrol officers responded to a 911 call at 6:46 a.m. Eastern Time about an individual shot at a Midtown Manhattan Hilton hotel. Police officers arrived at 6:48 a.m. and found a man on the sidewalk with gunshot wounds to his leg and back, he said. No arrests made, no suspect identified. The suspect, who was described as a light-skinned male and who was wearing a cream-colored jacket, was on the scene about 5 minutes before Thompson arrived outside of the hotel, Kenny said. As Thompson walked to the hotel, the suspect followed him before firing several rounds at him, Kenny said. The suspect then fled on foot before riding an e-bike away from the scene and was last seen at Central Park on Center Drive, officials said. Authorities said he was wearing a mask, had a distinctive-looking backpack, and was wearing black and white sneakers. Police photos released of the individual show that he was wearing a hooded sweatshirt or jacket, while the handgun he used appeared to have a silencer or suppressor. NYPD Crime Stoppers, the police department's tip line, announced a reward of up to $10,000 for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the suspect involved in the shooting. The motive for this murder is currently unknown, but based on the evidence we have so far, it does appear the victim was specifically targeted, Kenny told the news conference. But at this point, we do not know why. Wife says he faced threats. Thompson's wife, Paulette Thompson, told NBC News that she was told by the NYPD that the attack targeting her husband was planned in advance. She said Thompson had recently been receiving threats. Yes, there had been some threats, basically, I don't know, a lack of coverage? I don't know details, Thompson told the outlet, likely referring to insurance coverage. I just know that he said there were some people that had been threatening him. She did not provide any other details. I can't really give a thoughtful response right now, Paulette Thompson told NBC. I just found this out and I'm trying to console my children, elected officials alarmed. New York City Mayor Eric Adams reiterated to reporters Wednesday that the shooting appeared to be a targeted attack. We want to just really calm New Yorkers and particularly the business executives that again, this was not what appears to be just a random act of violence. This seemed to have been clearly targeted by an individual, and we will apprehend that individual, he told reporters. Several elected officials in Minnesota, where United Health Group is headquartered, responded to the shooting on social media. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, a recent vice presidential candidate, described Thompson's death as a terrible loss for the business and healthcare community in Minnesota. This is a horrifying and shocking act of violence. My thoughts are with Brian Thompson's family and loved ones and all those working at United Healthcare in Minnesota, Senator Amy Klobuchar wrote in a post on social media Wednesday morning. Meanwhile, Representative Dean Phillips, a former Democratic presidential candidate, wrote on social media he was horrified by Thompson's assassination in New York City and has his family in my prayers. United Health issues statement. United Health Group, which operates United Healthcare, on Wednesday released a statement following the NYPD's news conference and confirmed Thompson was the victim in the attack. We are deeply saddened and shocked at the passing of our dear friend and colleague Brian Thompson, the CEO of United Healthcare, the statement said. Brian was a highly respected colleague and friend to all who worked with him. We are working closely with the New York Police Department and ask for your patience and understanding during this difficult time. Our hearts go out to Brian's family and all who were close to him. The CEO of United Health Group, Incorporated abruptly brought an investor conference on Wednesday morning to an end. Thompson was slated to attend the conference. We're dealing with a very serious medical situation with one of our team members, and as a result, I'm afraid we're going to have to bring to a close the event today, United Health Group CEO Andrew Witty said. Thompson was named the CEO of United Healthcare in April 2021, after joining the company in 2004, according to the company's website. He previously served as the company's chief of Medicare and Medicaid services. United Healthcare is the largest health insurance company in the United States and is considered one of the largest corporations in the world. Reuters contributed to this report.